A day before tens of millions go to the polls, a coalition of voting rights and other advocacy groups discussed emerging issues and potential problems that may occur at voting booths tomorrow. The groups go under the umbrella of election protection. Jonah Goldman is the director of the National Campaign for Fair Elections with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law.
Anybody in the country can go to ourvotelive.org or link from that link on our on the 866-OurVote homepage and see the map of the United States, the over 27,000 reports we've had from voters across the country, and actually get detailed information about the types of problems and the types of information that voters are asking from the 866-OurVote hotline and 866ourvote.org.
Goldman was speaking at a news conference in Washington where he showed reporters different maps on their website and what information can be provided by clicking on them.
As you see, we've already gotten nearly 10,000 calls today. And when you click on one of these states, we can see when the calls came in and from what area codes the calls came in. These are all to be able to demonstrate not only that there are problems going out in the field, but also all of the voter activity that we're seeing. Again, voters are calling us with problems. We're solving it through a comprehensive set of tools, not only through the website, not only through the hotline, but with our over 45 legal field deployments on the ground in over 26 different states. But we're also answering tons of questions from voters. Where do I vote? Am I registered? Those sorts of critical pieces of information to make sure that they get to the polls.
Barbara Arnwine is the executive director for the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. She considers the biggest problem in voter suppression efforts to be robocalls giving voters the wrong information on when to vote.
In Pittsburgh, where the calls are telling American voters that they should be prepared and should show up to the polls on Wednesday, November 5th, to vote. We also are concerned about the flyers that are also saying the same thing that have now appeared in Virginia, Louisiana, and today in North Carolina. That are also telling voters to vote on Wednesday, November 5th.
Wade Henderson with the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights said he had heard of similar shenanigans in several states.
But in Virginia, we are seeing flyers with fake Commonwealth stickers, you know, saying that Republicans vote on Tuesday and Democrats vote on Wednesday. And West Philadelphia, which is going to be another community with large voter turnout, flyers are distributed talking about arrest for people who have outstanding traffic tickets. Of course, none of that's true. And in Florida, there have been robocalls suggesting that you can vote by phone, which we know is not true. So what you're seeing are tremendous problems. Now, the Department of Justice has taken some useful steps. But the record number of voters and reports of increased efforts to disenfranchise voters warrants a great deal more.
Barbara Arnwine with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law says she's heard of problems with voters, some disabled, requesting absentee ballots months ago and never receiving them. And she said there are problems with what is known in Florida as the no-match, no-vote law.
So people whose names may be Barbara R. Arnwine may have been entered into the system as R. Barbara Arnwine. And when you go to vote, they're telling you you're not registered, even though it's a typo. We're seeing all kinds of problems with new registrants who were registered appropriately, who signed up the right forms weeks and months ago, and their names are not on the registration logs because the registration workers are backlogged. They just haven't had time or the resources to get your names on the rolls. That is inexcusable in our nation.
Arnwine said one of the biggest problems is voter flipping with electronic voting machines, where a voter chooses for one candidate, yet the final screen shows another result. And yet another problem has been poll officials throughout the states with early voting not allowing those who have registration problems to not be able to fill out a provisional ballot. Arnwine also said there have been problems with purging longtime voters from statewide databases.
A lot of people who have been voting for 20 years are showing up and being told that they have been dropped off the registration rolls, even though they voted for president, even though they voted in the midterm elections. These are unacceptable problems.
Karen Narasaki is with the Asian American Justice Center. She says there are concerns about Latino voters being confronted in Southern California on Tuesday.
And in San Diego, we've just heard that the Minuteman plan to take cameras to election sites in order to intimidate Latino voters. We're concerned about these and other dirty tricks and partisan efforts that are being used to confuse voters, and particularly those immigrant voters who will be voting for the first time. That's why we met with the Department of Justice to urge them to send a strong warning, and why we're working with Barbara to make sure that tomorrow everybody's vote counts.